Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Exquisicles, the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers, unfortunately. My name is Kyron Wheatley, and we will see if we can change that today with our guest. It's Nat Harris.
Hi, Kyron. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good.
How about that news today? I mean, this will probably be released in a few weeks, but everything's open tomorrow.
Dance floors even?
Dance floors.
Dance floors.
Is that what you've been hanging out for, the dance floor?
I guess so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get down and boogie?
I do. I'm quite a good dancer.
Are you?
Yeah.
Classically trained? Hip hop.
Yep. Classically trained.
Yep, in hip hop.
In hip hop. Absolutely.
What are some of the moves that you pull on the dance floor? You remember pulling on the dance floor back in the day?
A bit of a body roll.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a bit of it. Just a classic sidestep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What is it about dancing that you love?
I guess I'm in it for the music, really. I watched actually a documentary last night on George Michael. The Wham hits, really.
Yep.
I guess it's all about the music. I mean, I can't really put that into words.
But you can feel it at home.
Exactly.
You know, you the can silence.
Feel it. You the escapism.
You can hear the dance in it.
Oh, God.
What about quizzes? Are they up there with dancing in your pastimes?
I love a trivia night. Mm-hmm. I never attempt, like, the quizzes on the weekend with friends. I find it quite intimidating. So.
Yep. Because there's an expectation of knowledge.
Exactly.
Whereas at the pub, there's an expectation of beer. But
exactly. You can slip in, you can slip out.
Yeah.
Like, well, what's going on? But I will say this. On the last pub trivia night I went to, I got the most difficult question at the end. It was the question was, what is the measure of wind?
Uh-huh.
And I knew it.
Knots.
No. Or maybe.
Is that right?
Damn it. It's something Beaufort. Or maybe
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because knots is wrong. That's like you're at sea. That's how fast you're going.
Maybe the question was phrased differently. They were like, they asked what Beaufort was.
It doesn't matter. We've got 10 new questions here that we'll ask today.
And I'm going to go very well at them.
Yeah, let's hope that one doesn't come up because it seems like
I hope it does.
Quite remember what it was anyway. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if Beaufort's not in here because we have a Brains Trust here to assist you with today's quiz.
I'll be leaning on them heavily.
First of all, have you seen Les Miserables?
No, I haven't seen Les Miserables.
Well, then you won't know that Gavroche these days is a ghost. It's a big hello to Gavroche.
How do you do?
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, good. Oh, you speak English, do you?
I do, mate. I do.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, no, I'm from France. And you can tell from my accent.
Yep.
But I'm from France. And
yes.
I'm a little boy and I'm dead.
You're dead? Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I am
you,
dead.
You went over the barricade, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
sneaky.
I went over first because I said they them big boys because I was about 8, which I still am.
Oh, young to die. Very young to die.
Very young to die. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go over there. I'll just see what it's like and then I'll tell the big boys. And they said, that's fantastic. And I went over there. And I did get shot, but I did keep singing. I kept singing, which you can see in the documentary, Les Miserables. And I did keep singing. I did get shot 5 times.
Yep.
And but in the end, it was
you
the coroner
through.
That got me.
5
you
times. But you were singing. What did you sing?
I sang my song, Little People Know When little people fight, we may look easy pickings.
Bang!
Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. See, that's one example. Oh, it was
and
like
that's
that.
One like that. Of yeah. the five.
That's one of the. That's the first one. Now, well, let's do the last one. But okay. We've got some bite.
Bang!
So never kick a dog like that.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic. It's a very moving moment for everyone who's watching, which was only the
enemy.
The people shooting. Yeah, but they did feel bad.
Oh, I'm
imagine
sure they
did. But anyway. Incredible commitment.
Thank you. Well, you know, in France, when we're doing wars, we always sing.
Of course.
So that's France. Just the French way.
Which is where you're from.
I'm from France.
Yep, that's obvious. So Gav Roche, thank you very much for being
thank you.
Here. But the Brains Trust does not end there. It's also a big hello to Medusa.
Hello, it's good to meet you. My name is Medusa, and thank you for having me on this show.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
I'm also from France.
Oh, are you?
Well, I do not know really where I'm from. It's hard to tell because my accent is very, very unusual. Because yeah. I'm actually from Greek mythology, which is long time ago.
Mm. Even longer than the Revolutionary War.
Even longer, but I am not dead. I'm still alive because uh-huh. I'm everlasting.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So I come up from my snake hole tonight to help you with your brains in trust.
What's Medusa all about? Medusa's
snakes, I think.
Yeah, the hair.
Well, as you
it
can
looks
see,
good.
As
yes.
you can see, my snakey hair.
Wow.
Which is because I cycled here, I had the helmet on, which is why it's a little bit fluffy at the moment.
Yeah.
But
you must be embarrassed, Medusa.
No. Embarrassed? Why?
Never.
I don't know, just because you were talking about the helmet hair, the snakes.
But I think, do I not look lovely?
You look great. I think you look fantastic. I'd fight a barricade for you. I'd fight the actual barricade.
Wow.
I'd punch it.
Thank you, little girl scout. And might I say, your accent is spot on.
Thank you.
Both of your
Paris.
Accents.
Yes, well, I am also from Paris as well.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
J'ai pas français?
Nah.
Well, it's
une croissant.
Well, it's lovely to meet you. Should we shake hands?
Yes, okay.
Would that wouldn't cause a problem?
No, if we snake hands, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well,
no, because if I look at you, that's right. I forget sometimes that my eyes are. I'm going to put on my sunglasses so I don't turn anybody to stone.
Oh, it's when you look at.
Yes,
sorry, I thought it was when
you
touch.
No, it's if I look at you, then you turn to stone.
Oh, yeah.
And so I know. So I have these Oakley. They're really good. They've got the polarized, so you know. Get stoned.
Okay.
You're thinking when you touch them and you turn to stone, that's the Weeping Angels from Doctor Who, which is a famous French show.
Oh, right.
So Midas, the Midas touch. So wouldn't it be good?
I guess gold is a type of stone.
So that's Medusa's thing, though. So you turn to stone, is that right?
I think
right?
so.
That's my thing.
I'm okay with that.
It's your thing.
I think.
You talk about me like I'm not here.
Yeah.
That's Medusa's thing. Well, you can just ask me what my thing
is. Sorry, Medusa. It's very rude of me.
Whatever.
Okay.
Well, I hope that one of your things is also general knowledge. Shall we do a quiz?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Question number one. Marlon Brando and Robert De Niro won Oscars for playing Vito Corleone in The Godfather and The Godfather Part 2, respectively. True, you reckon?
Yeah.
Well, there's a second part to this question.
Oh.
It might get more difficult. Which other two actors have won separate Oscars for playing the same character? It's only happened twice. Marlon Brando and Robert De Niro did it for Vito Corleone in The Godfather and Godfather Part 2. Which other two actors have won separate Oscars for playing the same character?
It's one of them, Fran Fine.
Fran Fine, you reckon?
Fran Drescher.
Fran Drescher.
And Fran Fine.
Yeah.
And for what playing the nanny.
Yeah. They both played the nanny.
They both did it.
Yeah. They both. Well, they both lived the role, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
Yeah. So Fran and Fran.
Yeah, I think that... What's your name again?
Gavroche.
Gavroche is on
French
something.
Name.
Yeah, yeah, look, I haven't seen The Godfather Part 1 or Part 2, which is criminal, isn't it?
Mm.
And the whole film series is criminal.
Yeah. Hey, look at this, and we're off. I worked in the Video Easy as well. So,
did you?
Yeah. For years, all through high school and uni, I worked in a video store.
Did you watch
Cruel Intentions? Cruel Intentions?
Yeah, or Cruel Intentions 2.
Yeah, it's very horny, isn't it?
It's very horny.
I bet Gavroche likes
well,
horny.
Well, I was supposed to watch it, but my parents are dead now.
Sometimes when I sneak up on somebody, I play Coming Up From Behind, the series.
From the show, Coming Up From Behind.
And then I look at them and then they turn to stone.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic. So lock in Fran Drescher.
All right, we'll put Fran Drescher. Fantastic. Question number two. Who preceded Gladys Berejiklian as Premier of New South Wales?
Perrottet. Dominique.
Perrottet.
Fine.
Oh, did you say, yeah.
Dom Perrottet is one option, but the question here is who preceded?
Oh, preceded, Dennis.
Gladys Berejiklian as Premier of New South Wales.
Preceded, yeah, exactly.
I'm sure.
Last 2 years. Yeah.
Well, it's hard for me to know, because when I die, well, millions of years ago, it was already Berejiklian.
Yeah.
So she's gone now? Or she's
gone now, yeah.
She's gone now.
Yep.
Yeah, no,
she slept with someone from Albury, I believe.
Oh,
Wagga.
Wagga, was it?
It was Wagga, which is in France, which is where I'm from.
Oh, so you have you know a lot about Wagga, do you?
Yeah.
Gavroche.
It's my specialty, yeah. Wagga. 2650. Riverina.
Represent.
Canola town.
Proceeding, no idea.
Yeah, who was there beforehand? Can you remember any previous?
No, it's all about the premiers of the lockdown, the COVID.
That's right. They're the only ones we know.
Yeah,
they're the only ones who've ever done anything. What are they doing?
Exactly.
No premiers help me. No premiers on the barricades.
Medusa, do you follow the politics of Australian states closely?
I follow very carefully. In fact, when you say dance floors, I thought you said Dan's flaws. Uh-huh. And I said, what happened? Dan, he did not have any flaws when I died. But now he has flaws? This is unacceptable.
Yeah, a lot of people think he has flaws.
Oh, dear. Because on the way here, when I cycled down, also people standing at the front of the parliament there, and they're saying nice things about him.
About Dan?
Yeah, they put him up on a podium with a rope and everything.
Oh, yeah? Oh, they're celebrating him, are they?
Is that not what they do, no?
No. I think they might be commemorating his death.
We had a similar thing happen in France where everyone thought they were having a good time and then actually they were got their heads cut off. So I'm a bit worried about it, to be honest. I won't be going up there except for tonight when I do have to go directly up there. So no worries.
What do you have to go up there for, Gavroche?
I've been invited to the opening night of Harry Potter.
Oh, Gavroche!
Famous French franchise.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's opposite Parliament there.
Yeah, it is. No worries.
But who preceded Gladys Berejiklian as Premier of New South Wales?
No idea.
Was it Hermione?
Berejiklian, how long was she in for? I mean, no, come on.
Was Barry O'Farrell? That's a previous Premier of New South Wales.
I believe you.
Say that one.
That could be it.
Barry O'Farrell. And I'm thinking of Kevin 07.
He had to leave.
Barry O'Farrell, did he have a year? It's the year of Barry O'Farrell.
It was his year.
O'Farrell. I believe you.
Okay. So we'll put Barry O'Farrell. Question number 3. Which media personality's memoir is titled "It Wasn't Meant to Be Like This"?
Rob Mills.
You reckon it's Rob Mills?
Yeah. Or
what makes
Jimmy
you think?
Barnes.
What makes you think it was Rob Mills?
I reckon it was them when they had that big contention of who should have won Australian Idol. Wasn't meant to be like this.
That's
Cosima
good.
Wasn't meant to get kicked out. All that.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe it's about Cosima.
Yeah.
Do you think the title is referring to the book itself or to the person's career? Because I'm wondering if they write the book and the book is going to be called "This is a Great Memoir."
Yeah.
And then just before they release it, they read it and they go, "This
they
is
thought,
shit."
Yeah. Yeah. I thought I'd be able to bring this together at the last minute, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
Was it like Carrie Bickmore or something?
She's a media personality.
Yeah.
That's why I said it. Yeah. It was a clue.
Which is that's the only clue we have.
I mean, Medusa, you pick.
Oh, I do not know either of these names.
You don't know Rob Mills?
No, who is this person?
He's a singer, he's an actor, he's a media personality.
Okay, no, I say him, because he wasn't meant to be like this.
Okay, Millsy?
Millsy.
He's from the Mills and Boone franchise, no?
No.
Has anyone gotten 0 on this podcast before?
No, 2. 2, someone's gotten 2.
Okay.
But we could be going for it today. I'll put Rob Mills. Question 4. What is the world's largest carnivorous marsupial? What is
the world's largest carnivorous
marsupial?
Do not know if I classify as a marsupial, but I'm definitely up there.
I think you might be reptilian, if anything.
Of course, because of my snakies.
Yes.
I forget about my little snakies.
Yeah, or god. I guess you're a godly figure.
Yeah, I'm a gorgon, really. Not so much godly.
Gorgon.
Gorgon. Oh, yeah. Gorgon.
Oh.
Yeah, gorgon.
What does it mean to be Gorgon?
Have you read Gone Girl?
No.
Well, that's where it comes from. Gorgon Girl.
Marsupials, they lay eggs, is that right?
I think yeah, and I think, no, wait.
No, I think either that's, way that's a monotreme.
Like, so you got like a
monotreme. Okay.
I think maybe the wombat. Maybe wombat.
Carnivorous.
Yeah, they're really...
Carnivorous.
I think, is it Australian, do you think, or no?
Well, I don't think they spread much further. Some kangaroos get into the trees in Australasia, don't they? But I don't know. I don't know how many marsupials there are.
Okay, the biggest one.
I did actually see video today of wombats trying to eat local comedian Dane Simpson.
Really?
This is a real video going around. It's chasing him and it tried to bite him. So don't rule out the wombat. Don't
so you wombat. Like Australian comedy, do you?
I love Australian comedy.
Mm.
Yep. Who's your favourite?
I really like Double Denim. Uh-huh. They're really good.
That's fantastic. I don't think women are funny.
How dare you?
I'm from the 18 dickity doos, so that's just the.
But what is the world's largest carnivorous marsupial?
Okay, it's got to be like kangaroo. No,
I didn't know that any of them ate meat.
Me neither. I mean, carnivorous.
Is there a kind of kangaroo that
would eat?
They're bigger?
Would it be like a tree kangaroo something? Kangaroo, mean kangaroo. What about mean kangaroo?
Maybe tree kangaroos eat like ants or something?
Yeah, maybe they do. That makes sense.
Do you think?
I think so.
I have absolutely no idea.
I think it must be some sort of kangaroo. That's
all right, put in kangaroo.
All right, we'll put kangaroo.
And big in brackets.
Yeah, put big.
Open bracket.
Big open bracket.
Kangaroo. Big.
Big.
Close.
Close. Bracket. Maybe tree.
I'll put maybe tree.
Kangaroo.
That's fantastic.
Maybe tree. Question number 5. In Italy, a pomodoro is which salad ingredient?
A tomato.
Dog.
Is it a tomato, is it? Straight up and down.
Yep.
Straight up.
Finally, we got one on the board.
Fantastic.
I was stressed. Pomodoro technique. Do we all know that?
Nah, what is it?
Great for creatives. 25 minutes on, 25 minutes off.
What's this?
I don't know why the tomato...
Why is it called the tomato technique?
Yeah, I don't know.
Put tomato. Question 6. In which national capital is the TV drama series Squid Game set?
It's got to be...
It's got to be Seoul.
Seoul.
It's South Korea, so that is their capital, no?
Yeah. That's what I know heaps about South Korea.
So we know it's a Korean show.
Yes.
Is that where it's also set? I have,
Maybe they set it in North Korea, but then not, because then they get war.
No, they didn't. I've watched it. I've watched
Squid Game. Okay.
And no, they didn't.
Do you have Netflix, Gavroche?
Yeah. I've got Netflix, yeah.
What's your password, Gavroche?
Yeah.
It is Gavroche69. Loves Cosette, 69. Fuck. The other ones,
the French
69, and that's it.
Gavroche 69 loves Colette 69 fuck the other one 69.
Very
it's
good.
It's Cosette, and there's an fuck and Cosette. On the end.
Is it a capital G for Gavroche or just all lowercase?
It's all lowercase.
Great.
If you want my Netflix, I got unlimited screens.
Yeah, awesome. Would you mind if I logged in?
And was it just Gavroche at Les Mis?
Yeah, France.
France, not FR.
Can I also get your login for SBS On Demand? Oh. Not, I know it's free, but I just want to mess up with like all the things that it seems you've watched.
Mess with your algorithm.
Yeah, you'll go, what is this?
No, what's the algorithm? What's the algorithm throwing up for you, Gavroche, these days?
I've started watching Desperate Housewives.
The Nanny. Mm-hmm.
I watched The Nanny.
Yeah.
I watched that Diana the musical.
Oh, I've heard that's very good.
Well, you must be into like the politics of royals.
I am, yeah.
I've, that was big for you when you were 8.
That was big for me when I was 8. I was fighting for a cause, fighting against the different people and that. Yeah, no, I care about that. Yeah. I do.
Yeah. Sounds like you'd fit right in up at Parliament.
Thanks.
Seoul?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Question number 7. Priti Patel holds what position in the British government? Is it A, Home Secretary, B, Chancellor of the Exchequer, or C, Foreign Secretary?
Oh, it's the last one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's the last one.
Why? How do you know that?
Well, because I lived there for a long time.
Oh, you lived in the UK?
I did actually live in the UK for quite some time.
Okay. Mm.
From Brixton, obviously. That's why I have this kind of like Brixton accent in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
well
you
it
do.
Comes out when I talk
you
about
do now.
Brixton.
Yeah.
Well, it's called, where I'm from, like, where, like, you're, like if I go, oh, you're from Sydney, mate. So you come out.
Yeah.
Talk about the place I'm from.
Yeah. You sort of emulate whoever you're around.
Exactly. So, yes.
You're a chameleon. It's beautiful. This,
I'm a chameleon as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you doing living in the UK, Medusa?
Well, I was actually writing stand-up comedy shows. Yes.
Oh.
I was writing stand-up comedy shows in little clubs around the places as well.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't go quite so well because I turned them all to stone.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I assume because no one laughs, so I just assume that they're stoned.
It must be that they
must
stoned.
Be stoned, because why else would they sit there still and not laugh at my funniness?
Mm.
I found that people, when they are stoned, tend to laugh actually quite a bit more.
This is true. Oh,
sorry, do you turn people into stone or stoned?
What's the one where like rock, no? Which one is stoned?
Oh, I thought that it was stoned. That's why I've been trying to get your eye.
Oh, you don't mean the marijuana smoking? Oh, that's very different.
I've always wanted to try drugs, but I can't because I don't have a body. So I thought maybe if I got you in the eyes.
How good of a drug dealer would I be if I just, you know, they give me money and then I just look at them and they get stoned?
That'd be amazing.
That'd be very good.
You'd be stuck like looking in the mirror and everyone would be like, no, Medusa, don't get high in your own supply.
Yeah.
Number one rule, Medusa.
Yeah. I'll be there. You're offsider.
Yeah, that's not good.
From France.
The more vain I get, the more stoned I get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So foreign secretary, you reckon?
Yeah, maybe one. Oh, you mean Priti Patel? I thought you were offering me the role.
No.
Well, I do this. I could be good foreign secretary.
It's not up to me, but you reckon you'd be a good foreign secretary?
Because every country I go to visit, I take on their accent, and then they're like, oh, it was you, and if it was you, it's nice to meet you here.
Yeah, you don't think that would be offensive to rock up to a country and just start doing their accent back at them?
But, you know, it's hard to tell, you know. Mm. We send our prime minister anywhere and he is offensive and he doesn't change his accent.
It's true.
Maybe.
It's true. It does, you don't need to change the accent to be offensive, do you?
No, it's true.
But Priti Patel holds what position in the British government? Home Secretary, Chancellor of the Exchequer, which is a terrific thing to say.
What is that?
Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Yeah.
I'd like the one who checks your exes.
Checks.
The checks checker.
The ex checker.
What's scroll through the Instagram? What is she up to?
Your exes.
Yeah.
The ex checker, yeah.
I think we'd call that treasurer here, or foreign secretary is the other one.
Well, Medusa seems confident with C.
Not so much now. Well,
no. I've heard of the name. I've heard of the name.
Well, Priti Patel's a fun name, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's a fun
Priti
name,
Patel.
Yeah.
Priti Patel. It's up there with Gavroche. Gavroche's a great name.
Thank you. Yeah. It's actually very common where I'm from. 1800 Dickety Do. And France.
1800 Dickety Do.
We were all called Gavroche. Class was a nightmare. They'd be handing out all our iPads. And they go, Gavroche. And I go, this isn't my iPad. Then a little girl come up, she go, oh, that Gavroche, that's Gavroche P's, I'm Gavroche T. And then they call me Tall Gavroche.
And did people, is this when you're alive, Gavroche, or is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, on your iPads.
On my iPads at school, when I was 8, in France, in the 1800s.
In the 1800s.
Any questions?
Are you upset about the cancelling of the submarine contracts between Australia and France?
No, I did that.
Oh, you did this?
Yeah.
Foreign Secretary, you reckon?
Yep.
Question number 8.
Yep.
The recently retired racehorse Prince of Iran.
Okay.
Placed in how many Melbourne Cups? You big fan of the horse races now?
No, not at all.
No. Nup to the cup, would you say?
Nup to the cup, absolutely. So this is just picking a
and
number.
And is that just because of all the dead horses that are a result of the Melbourne Cup and the gambling?
And the gambling, I think. But, you know, look, it took me a while. I went in my early 20s. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I was always so woke.
Yeah.
I went to Oaks Day. I got pissed and went to KFC.
Now you got a woke stay.
Yeah. No. Exactly. Not to the cup, woke stay. Exactly.
Puns.
Well done, Gavroche.
Thank you.
So, yeah, this would be just plucking a number out.
Okay. Well, Medusa, what about you? Did you used to go to the races in your 20s?
No, I've never really done the races. I don't know why, really.
I've seen you there, Medusa.
Shush.
No.
No, people tell you.
So you have gone. Why are you trying to hide it?
Because I'm supposed to be, like, kind of progressive and stuff now. You know, now that I'm in with the crowd and telling people to stoned rather than stone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so people like me, and if they know that I go to...
It's a shame. I think you'd be... Like, it's all about fascinators and fashion. You got your sunnies and your beautiful snake fascinator.
Yeah, that's true, actually. My hair piece. My snaky hairpiece is really lovely.
You'd look great in the birdcage.
Yeah, I think you could definitely be contender for Fashions on the Field.
I
winner.
Also would just love to be one of the horses.
Yeah?
Oh, you'd like to be ridden.
Oh, my God, that'd be so good.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that?
Oh.
Because you could use my hair as the reins, and you just jump on me and I go.
Go. Yeah.
I'm chomping at the bit to do this.
Wow.
I just want a tiny little man on my back.
If only
that. It feels like that's what you want.
Hey, Gavroche.
Yeah. You want me up on? I'll up on. I love the races. I'll up on.
Yeah.
Let's beat all them horses. Ha ha, sucked in. They'll get shot. What, idiots. You fucking slow idiots.
I know. Imagine getting shot.
Oh, don't fall over.
Imagine getting shot.
Imagine.
Oh, rubbish. Hell.
Boring idiots.
I'd like to hear the contest. And then this horse and this horse. And that coming up on the outside. We have a medieval gorgon.
Coming up around the other outside.
Small ghost child.
From my miss. Small ghost child on the outside. Small ghost child on the outside. I spent a lot of time at the trots when I was young.
Ah, the trots.
I was a child and my dad was the president of Harness Racing Club in France.
Yeah.
In the 1800s. And I didn't like it then and I don't like it now because I know I could beat them horses.
Yeah,
good. You.
I've
seen you run, Gavroche. We've seen you run.
All right, well, if you had to pluck any number out of thin air, which one would it be?
So it was placed, was it?
Yeah, the recent retired placed in how many Melbourne Cups?
And it's still alive?
Don't know. Couldn't say.
Doubt it.
Mm. Yeah.
I'll say. Oh, it's
recently retired, so I guess not. Unless
it's 14.
When they shoot them, do they say they're retired from that point?
Yes.
I think so.
Retired. November 2nd, 2021.
If it actually is retired.
Now on the menu.
If it's still alive, in France. I would say none.
None.
Now on the menu in France, yeah.
So, okay, didn't place.
Oh, it could be none.
Saying none.
What does place mean? Good. If it's placed in the Melbourne Cup, does it mean it...
First, second, third.
I didn't die. Because it just means, like, didn't
but
die.
But surely if you put it on the field, it has been placed there. So if it's been placed in the Melbourne Cup...
This is true. I think in this instance, they mean top three across the line.
Okay.
Mm. It could be a trick question. It could be zero.
Do you want to put zero?
Zero.
Yeah, go on.
I think that's why...
You can't psych us out.
Yeah, all right. Let's take a punt.
We're going to get one.
Hey! Yeah.
You've already got tomato and soul, so you've probably made the bottom the two. You know?
But
No, you're right. I claim it as a team when it's eight or nine.
Yeah,
I should,
exactly.
Should claim it down this end as well. Question number nine. Would you grow, drink or dance a kombucha?
No, I wouldn't do that.
You grow.
No, you wouldn't do any of them.
I wouldn't do that. No.
You wouldn't do any of them.
I wouldn't do any of those with a kombucha, no.
This is actually when I do drag my name. They call me the kombucha. Ah.
The kombucha?
Yes.
Yeah. What? Medusa, why do they call you the cum butcher?
Yeah, why? I'm eight.
Well, it's mostly because of all the cum that they butcher.
Uh-huh. And
you're cutting it up.
Looking.
People are coming and you're cutting it up, different parts of the cum. Is that what you mean? Or did you not think this through?
I didn't think it through and now I really regret that I say this now. Oh, dear.
No, don't regret it, Medusa. It's a great drag name.
Okay.
It's really good. Mm.
Well, I think you can grow the kombucha and you can drink the kombucha, so maybe you can also dance the kombucha.
Well, yeah, because you can grow, what is it, the mother? Like
a SCOBY.
A SCOBY, that's it.
Mm. I know a lot.
So maybe it's just drinking it.
Do you have a SCOBY, Gavroche?
It's from the 1800s.
Yep.
It's from my mud bucket.
I know some of them can be quite old.
It's a good bacteria.
It sounds like something on you. Is this what they call you, Gavroche, at school?
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, and now I'm laughing all the way to the bank. I run Remedy Kombucha, you bitches.
Yeah, that mud in your bucket's very good for gut health.
It is. I got the leading kombucha brand in Australia. Currently exporting to the UK and US. Absolutely fantastic. Lots of different flavours. Suck on that, you bullies.
You do know a lot about Remedy Kombucha.
I get it for free. They send it to my house.
Well, if you own it, you'd hope
Yeah, I do. I own it. I love them. Thank you for this opportunity for me to mention them.
Drink, you reckon?
I think drink.
Question number 10. Final question.
Oh.
Which Australian capital city has the postcode 2600. What was Wagga?
2650.
Oh, this is Canberra.
Yes.
This is Canberra because I live there.
Hey.
I was 2630. I live in Torrance.
Oh.
There you go.
Down the road.
So down the road.
Canberra.
I live in many places.
Medusa, what was it like living in Canberra, Medusa?
I liked living in Canberra. It's a good place to live.
What is it about Canberra that you like?
The high vaccination rates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
for.
And it's also, it's free to get people stoned.
Oh, yeah, and fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
And the fireworks as well.
And a grid system.
Yeah, this is very strange to drive around Canberra.
Is it?
Because, like, you know, you drive, and you see a car up ahead in your lane, and you get furious. You're like, why is somebody in my lane? Because
yeah.
It's just, there's nobody there. There's just nobody there.
It's just a surprise when you stumble across someone.
Yeah.
Those people. And one time I think I saw some culture, but then it was gone.
That was a SCOBY. That was a culture. I was cultivating.
You were cultivating it. Yes.
Yeah, we were trying to get Remedy into Parliament, but it didn't work out.
There's a lot of sculptures in Canberra, isn't there?
Lots of sculptures. There's a few sculptures of me.
Oh, is there?
Yes. You'll find there's one really big pointy one with a flag at the top. That is me.
Are they sculptures or are they just people that you've stumbled across?
Yeah, maybe there's people who I just look at them and they turn to stoned, which is, it's funny because I get stoned from when I lived in the Dutch lands.
Yes. Canberra, do you
Canberra,
reckon?
Yes,
Canberra,
absolutely.
Happy to put.
I believe Medusa.
Canberra, that's 10 questions.
Woo-hoo!
How do you feel you did? It was a poor start, but I feel like it's lifted.
I feel like maybe we could have 3.
Mm.
Yeah, I think we could have at least 9.
I think
it's 9.
3 at best, though.
9.
3, okay, 3 at best.
What do you think?
I think you could have more than 3, actually.
9. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so sweet. That's the nicest thing anyone has said to me in a really long time.
But we'll find out in one moment.
Okay.
Question number 1 was, Marlon Brando and Robert De Niro won Oscars for playing Vito Corleone in The Godfather and The Godfather Part 2, respectively. But which other two actors have won separate Oscars for playing the same character? It's for the Joker. It's Heath Ledger and Joaquin Phoenix.
Ah.
Not Fran and Fran.
Ah.
Not Fran Dresser and Fran Fine.
No, right. Unfortunately.
Damn it, I thought we had that
Sorry
one.
Sorry about that, everyone. Yeah. I was sure
that
about
that. Was so close.
So close.
The Premier who preceded Gladys Berejiklian in New
what,
South
Darryl
Wales.
Tell you what, gave her a bit of a... Never mind.
Now go on, try it again.
Preceding, but not a preceding.
No, I don't want to try. I don't know if it's sexist or...
Shall
yours
I precede
was better,
you or
yours...
shall I just seed
yeah.
you?
Yeah, but yours yes. was better. I'm embarrassed, but you know I know what. So never mind, I'm from the 1800s. How do you do, man?
Can't keep
Gavroche.
Up.
It was Mike Baird. Question number 3. Which media personality's memoir is titled It Wasn't Meant to Be Like This? It's not Rob Millsy Mills.
Oh, wait. Was it an Idol contestant, though?
No. I don't know. Was Lisa Wilkinson on Australian Idol?
Lisa Wilkinson.
That's
Damn
how
it.
She did it. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
The razor brand.
And that's recent. It just came out, didn't it?
Yes, I think it's... Yes, yeah. That's probably why it's in the quiz. Question number 4. What is the world's largest carnivorous marsupial? You put kangaroo. Big, maybe tree. That's fantastic.
Yes.
But it's the Tasmanian devil.
Oh.
Of course.
So no points so far. Luckily.
Far out.
Luckily, in Italy, a pomodoro is indeed a tomato.
Yes.
So good.
Wow. What an achievement.
Oh, wow. We're
Are
on
you
the
gonna
board.
Make a speech or should I make a speech?
Question number 6. Seoul is the national capital that the TV series Squid Game is set in, giving
Great.
You 2
yes.
points
yes.
so far.
Yes.
Yes.
This is so good.
Yeah, it makes me want to say, you've got Seoul. Question number 7 was, Priti Patel holds what position in the British government? You said foreign secretary, but it's home secretary.
Oh, dear.
What's the difference? Potato, patata.
A border is the main key difference there. The recently retired racehorse Prince of Iran placed in 3 Melbourne Cups.
Damn it!
Disappointed.
Not 0.
I nearly said 3.
If you were handed a kombucha, you would indeed drink it.
Yes.
You are 3 points now. This is so good.
Come on.
That's 3
fantastic.
Points so far. And 2600 is the postcode of Canberra. 4 out
yes.
of 10.
4 out of 10. This is very good. I like it.
Oh, my
this
God.
Not bad at all. Congratulations.
Thank
that's,
you.
That's the average score.
That's yes. fantastic.
It's
we
so
are
good
incredibly
to be average.
We really
so brought to be it
average.
Back.
I am A-OK with that.
I'd like to be an average bear. See what I did there? This is a plug for
Yeah, well,
show.
You follow Australian comedy.
I do follow Australian comedy. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
So once I fall in love with the Double Denims, then I follow them.
Uh-huh.
And then one of them do this Average Bear thing, and I like, what is this?
Yeah, it's like a solo show from Michelle Brazier, who's one half
one.
Of
yeah.
Double
yeah.
Denim.
Wow, what a crazy person.
Yeah, would you like to come, Gav?
I won't come, no, because I don't think women are funny, but I will come. I will be there on a different day, because I'm going to see Gary Starr there.
Oh, do you like male comedians?
I like male Australian comedians. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I like.
He is arguably not entirely male, though. Is he kind of sort of...
Well, he's a bit of a pansy, but I do like what he does. I think he's pretty funny, and, you know, I just look past all that. I close my eyes when because he does get his dick out all the time. But I do just I just don't look at that bit, and I love it. I think he's fantastic.
Well, Gav Rosh, Medusa, thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
And wow, what an amazing plug from us. That was seamless and gorgeous.
It was almost like it wasn't even like a plug. It was just so natural and authentic.
Wow.
Like my hair.
Yes. Thank you both very much. Nat Harris, 4 out of 10. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, God. I'm relieved. I'm really relieved. I was quite stressed.
Thank you all for being here. This is Wax Quizzical. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.